everyone. How? Hello, everyone. It's your friend, Raimi, over in Freed. It's been quite a while since we've talked, or, well, since I've monologued and you've listened. A lot has happened since my last broadcast. Not as nearly as, major as what you heard last time, but still important. Let's get you up to speed. Well, for starters, we've made some major repairs on my house. It's doing well. It's still not really livable, though. Luckily, the first floor is the only one that took damage. It's not horrible, but none of us are really excellent carpenters or repair people, so we're approaching this really carefully. Although, we fixed up a lot of the houses around here. And come to think of it, the gazebos in the park had some fire damage, too. Huh. I never really noticed that. Must have been from... Actually, I don't know what it could have been from. I'll have to ask Ezra about that later. So aside from that, we've also gathered more gasoline from a couple nearby gas stations. It'll keep stuff like our fridges and the radio tower running for, really only a few months. 6, maybe 7... Have to be more strict about what we use it for. Of course, we wouldn't need to do that if... What happened 3 months ago didn't happen. But it happened, and we need to make do because of it. So we are. But with all that in mind, we have some good news too. That garden that Sarah started is proving to be useful. Really useful. We have fresh fruits and vegetables now, which is pretty cool. The canned stuff we had in the markets was good, but this is a little better for us. Gotta be healthy out here, you know? Why did I just say that? But fresh fruits and veggies. Hey, by the way, did you know tomatoes are technically berries? Yeah, and avocados and bananas. It's crazy, right? I found that out from one of the books that Sarah checked out when she started the garden. She had left them on the table upstairs. They were right on top of this note that she was writing me. She did this thing where she would leave me notes sometimes. She did it back when we were in Pennsylvania, too, when we originally started dating 4, 5, maybe 6 years ago. I can't really remember, but back then, she started doing it when we first started dating. She slid them to me in between classes. She said she liked how it made her feel, like we were secret agents or something. No, wait, That's what I thought. I kept them in a binder. The one I used for history class. Still back home in...
Raimi, what's wrong? Are you okay? Oh. Do you want me to turn it off?
No, it's fine. I don't care, just...
Hey, Raimi, hey! What's the matter? Were you thinking about her again? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about it?
I don't know. I don't know if that would make it worse or better.
It might make it better. You know, getting the thoughts out of your head and into the open.
Well, I was talking about the garden. And then I started talking about how some things were berries. And I said I learned it from a book that Sarah had checked out. And then I mentioned that I found a note she'd written under the bookend. I just kept going after that. I didn't have to, but I did. I couldn't stop. It just happened so fast. I was saying everything before I even knew what I was saying. Everything just started coming back to me.
Yeah, that's going to happen. I don't know if there are any ways to really stop that. From what I read, it seems like this will just happen for a while.
You've been reading about this?
Oh, yeah. In my spare time, you know. I have a couple of psychology books in my reading list.
Do they say why this happens? Why nearly every time I close my eyes, I just
Raimi,
see...
Raimi! Remember what I said? You shouldn't...
I don't care, Ezra! I can't help that every time I close my eyes, I see Sarah dying out there!
Raimi! We don't even know if that's true. We can't know.
Of course it's true! She left with no food, no water, nothing! If she didn't come across anyone willing to help, it would have been my fault!
Raimi, you can't put that responsibility on yourself. You remember why you made her leave, right?
Well, yeah, but like...
But nothing. Don't start with that. She burned your house down, abused your trust, abused you. Made me relapse. Need to keep going? She needed to be punished for it, and she was. She brought all of it on herself.
But she doesn't deserve to die for it.
When she was drugging me, she didn't know what she was doing. She didn't know the dosages. She didn't know the effects. She didn't know that I wouldn't overdose. There were many, many times I could have died during those few months. So the way I see it, there is a possibility that she might die now, then that's a fair trade.
But I don't want to be responsible for it. I mean, who am I to do that to her? I agree that she shouldn't have stayed here, but...
Raimi!
But...
Stop. Just stop. You're not getting anywhere. You're just going in circles.
I can't just...
Hey. Look at me. Look at me. There are a few towns near here anyway, right? About a week's trip of walking? Maybe a couple days more?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. There's New Salem, I guess. That's pretty far, though.
She traveled all the way here from Philadelphia, right? Just like you. So she's clearly capable of surviving out there. And if she's not, then she could always have found refuge in New Salem. Or some other town that's out there that we don't even know about. I mean, think about it. Think about her being in New Salem.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny. I guess you're right. I don't know. I'm still not feeling... I don't know.
Tell you what. You still interested in hiking the mountain?
Actually, yeah, I am. I just never get around to it.
How about you take a little break from the broadcast, take the trail that starts near the school, and I'll take over the broadcast.
Are you sure? It doesn't feel right to make you do my job for me.
Don't think of it that way. This is just a friend helping a friend. You need this, Raimi. Some time off work.
Well, are you sure you can handle the broadcast?
What? Did I do a bad job when you were out looking for Sarah?
Yeah, terrible. I'm pretty sure we lost like half of our listeners when you were the host.
I can handle it, honestly.
Well, okay, if you're really sure.
I'm pretty sure I know how to do this. Talk about the town, then go off on a personal tangent about my emotions and thoughts, then apologize for the tangent, and go right back to the updates, only to make a tangent again later.
Hey, that's not how all of my broadcasts go.
Yes, it is. I can even do a pretty good impression of you. Want to hear it?
No way.
Hey, everyone. It's your friend Raimi over in Freed. Hey, guys. I found a bunny.
It was a cute bunny.
Anyway, guys,
Enough about the bunny. Let's talk about the weather. Oh, just kidding. Weather stopped being important about a year ago.
I mentioned the weather recently, like 6 months ago.
Enough about the weather. I'm going to talk about how I made a toaster into a powerful space heater, but I'm not going to say how I did it. Beep boop. I did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not want the space heater anymore?
Hey, no one said that.
Oh, well, if you're just going to make fun of me for it, then I guess you don't need it.
Let's not get drastic, Raimi. You know how my toes are cursed to be forever cold.
Hey, I'm Ezra. My toes are always cold for some reason. Hey, Raimi, can you make me a special heater for my weird cold toes?
They're not weird. It's a condition.
Boy, oh boy, it's sure cool to be me, Ezra, and have weird cold toes.
Whoa, guys, do you know this? This is a secret I've never told anyone else.
What? Ezra, don't you
I have a
Ezra,
little stuffed tiger I sleep with every night, and his name is F. Scott Fitzfarrell.
I told you that in confidence, Ezra. I'm going to get you. You're going to die by my hand.
Did they leave this on? Hey everyone, I'm Aaron. Raimi, if you're hearing this, I was just coming by to tell you... No, wait, she's not the one who listens. Listeners? That's what I wrote? That doesn't help me. That's not even specific. Well, listeners, I was just coming by to tell you... No, wait, that's not what I was doing. Jeez, I'm really not doing well. Tune in next time? Is that what she says? Oh, wait, I mean, hey everyone, it's... No way, that's what she says at the beginning. At the beginning. Well, Raimi chased Ezra out of here for some reason, and, I don't know when they'll be back, so, what does she say? Oh, okay, I think I got it. Until next time, be safe, be strong, be alive. That sounded so cool.
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios production written by Casey Lee and Ryan Young, starring Hodor Bedoya as Raimi, Julian Sobehana as Ezra, and Lila as Aaron. The background music was by the brothers Cruz Garcia and Ryan Young. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also email us at freedpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you like Freed and want to make us happy, you can bribe us for friendship by rating and reviewing us on iTunes. It's a guaranteed entry into our close circle of friends. Today's sponsor is Underwatch, the new team-based multiplayer game for those who don't play games to have fun. Out now, by Bethesda.